All right, hello. This is the All Range Mode Podcast, episode
144.
12 times 12.
It's Saturday night!
Saturday the 12th.
We're coming at you live.
Give me a Danish patch.
Joe.
Me.
And me too.
Goodbye.
Splish.
This week on All Range Mode.
It's just like, welcome to the party, boys. Like, it could have been
the opposite.
You guys are
sleeping, yeah. And if it had been the opposite, we all probably would have went to bed.
And hated it.
Not hated it.
I personally hated the arrival. I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, we were watching YouTube.
Oh, it's back. It's the anti-YouTube days.
Well, no, like we're up north and you're watching fucking YouTube.
Buddy, it was 6 o'clock in the morning. What did you want us to be doing at that hour?
No, when we got there, when we drove in, I was like, I'm ready to just like have a nice whiskey and just talk around like this cool wooden fucking
room. The party
room.
Was rocking.
Yeah, and we walked in and you're just like, like, fuck. God damn it.
Why are these assholes drinking?
That's the kind of shit you gotta do out there.
All the lights are off and just like, blue, blue, Selena Gomez from an HD TV. Like, nope. This is not what I expected at all.
It was... When it got to the hot tub was when it was the night. Everyone just pounded. We went through like a case of beer that first night. We drank everything you brought for the weekend. And Doug's.
Another beer! Let's not fucking record. Turn it off.
No, we still gotta talk about No Man's Sky. Just, I want to know what you think about it. What do you mean?
Oh, it's a very good game, though.
I want to know about some of your experiences or like the planet that you've been on.
I don't like talking about experiences, though, with this game. That's my problem.
Yeah, I don't get it. Okay, we can explain that.
Why?
Can we...
I don't want to talk about what I saw in this game.
Hold on. Are we doing intro after?
What do you mean?
I know everybody else is playing harder than I am.
All right.
What do you mean harder?
Like, Tim's fucking playing nonstop.
Yeah, Tim's a problem.
And he's just, like, posting... He's posting fucking pictures, like, screenshots of, like, look where I am. And it's this, like... Voodoo, like the huge thing on the cover of the game. I'm like, okay, great. That's what that looks like.
I didn't see any of that.
Yeah, but there's no spoilers in that.
There is a spoiler because I don't know that that's there. Like, I've been playing through just flying planet to planet.
What don't you know?
I know that those things exist. I never knew the size
of
them.
What thing? What are you talking about?
Like the Atlas on the front. Like the front of the game. The little diamond.
Yeah, the little pyramid. The upside down pyramid.
He posted a pyramid?
Yeah, he posted that. He posted that. Okay.
I didn't see that.
He posted a black hole.
I thought there was one of those.
Yeah, he should have done that. Like,
and I was like, literally pissed off. Like, stop posting this shit, please.
There's many of those diamonds, though, isn't there?
Yeah, but no. I didn't know what they never showed them before, except for the art of the game.
I might have seen one in a Let's Play.
Oh,
yeah, but I didn't
watch that shit.
I haven't seen. I was.
Yeah, sorry.
Now I know that's coming. Thanks. I saw a black hole once.
You were the one who asked to talk about it.
I want to know what he thinks of the game, not about the spoilers Tim's...
Spoilies?
Spoilies that Timmy is showing.
Me spoilies.
Spoilies. Spoilies.
But wait, are we talking about that right now, or are we,
Let's talk about it. I was trying to, get a segment going.
Yeah, this is what we played. There's no console wars.
What you've been playing? Today
we
played...
Do you have any Conswomp Wobs?
There's so
there
many.
It's been three weeks.
What's a lot of good shit. Weeks?
Do you want me to talk console wars right now? We'll get back into No Man's Sky later.
Yes.
Okay. We'll be back to No Man's Sky in 15 minutes.
Stop it. All right, I'm done. I'm done with the laughs. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I got to stop being funny, man. That was so
funny. It's a real problem.
Chad, switch these lights. You're the
Thank you.
The lights. Turn that one off. Turn
Can
that
we turn
one
them
on.
All off?
Just try it. See what
Pitch
you
black.
Think.
Let's do it.
That's a little too much.
No, it's perfect.
All right,
TJ, lower that.
Yo, TJ.
So you don't blind yourself? Well, it's still record. It's off, right? It's just it's sleeping. Didn't this happen the first time? I'm like, no, it's good.
And it was good.
Oh, I thought it deleted that episode.
No.
Yeah, we got to the point where I closed my laptop.
I hit the power button. And I don't know. I stopped recording. It's fine. This is the perfect week.
Yeah, all the technical difficulties figured out.
Completely broken, so don't feel bad.
It's broken?
Yeah, I broke a wheel on it because I'm fat.
Have I been sitting uneven?
All right, half hour.
Well, you're half on the carpet. Let's get a half hour anyway, episode. So it doesn't matter.
No way, like there's all wheels on here, but one's broken?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought one was off is what you were saying, so I'm like...
No, eventually it's just fall. As soon as you lean towards the one
wheel. You broke my chair playing Fallout 3.
The green one?
Or no, not Fallout 3.
Halo?
Fable 3.
What did I do? Oh, I leaned back and it just broke a leg off, like a steel framed leg.
We were both sitting there, Dan's doing this in the chair, with his legs up on my dresser, yeah, playing Fable 3. We're both like wasted. We drank absinthe that night. So we're just like, let's get wasted to play Fallout.
He just broke.
Pirate. It was a CD skipping. Jesus Christ, my brain skipped.
That was like probably able. 6 or 7 seconds straight of gibberish.
Fiber. You have to pull me out of it. I look at you in fear, like, fiber. Save me. Oh, we wrote a Danny song too. I'm getting off topic, but
I want to hear that later.
No, there's a song that TJ had on his phone, was playing through the Bluetooth.
That was me.
And it was like,
it was Daft Punk. It was our new Daft Punk song.
Yeah, and do the thing, we went, it farted and it stinks, Danny.
It farted and it stinks, Danny.
I farted and it stinks.
It was like in the Daft Punk, like, auto-tune vocals.
Sorry, man. I have
to hear it.
It's good. It was funny.
Okay, get back on track.
Yeah, fuck. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah.
We're talking about Console Wars.
So Dan broke the leg on the chair.
Oh, Dan broke the leg.
Yeah, I was deep laying back. And like,
where the fuck? How the fuck did I get to that?
Please help. Broken chair.
Broken chair.
I was talking about something.
No, you weren't.
This week on Console Wars, the date for PlayStation's conference was announced September 7th.
You guys think it's going to come out that day?
No.
It'll come out before Battlefield 1, because all I remember...
You guys are both wrong. It's not coming out this year.
Hold on, what the hell are
you absolutely
talking about?
Absolutely is not. I'll take that bet.
That's a $5, baby.
You know why?
Whoa.
$5. $5. It's not released this year. It is not released this year. Period.
When does Battlefield 1 come out?
October 21st.
They're releasing... The day they show it off is the day that they release the dev kits for it.
Dude, it's out. It's in people's hands.
No.
It's out.
It's not out.
I think I might have heard that.
Dude,
the
thing is, there's really no dev kits because it's just...
I'm telling you, I heard it.
It's just graphics.
No. You're wrong. I won that $5.
So this thing is not...
I feel like I just stole $5 from you because I knew that.
No.
You're going to owe me $5.
Dude, I can't wait to win this $5. Right. It's coming out...
It is not
October.
No.
Dude, it's an upgrade. Fuck it. Look. Mm. It just happened with Microsoft.
It's not coming out this year.
You didn't know about the Xbox One S.
Yeah, the Xbox E3. One S is...
Yeah, but it doesn't do... Is it exactly the same thing?
No.
As the...
It's more powerful. It plays games in 4K. Different. It's got a 4K or Blu-ray player.
Well, I still don't believe it.
It's a more powerful console.
I still don't believe it.
They announced it at E3. It came out a month and a half later.
It's not coming out.
PlayStation is going to announce the Neo, and it's going to come out in October.
I don't think so.
$5.
Found the books, boys.
We put it on.
It's on the books. TJ, you writing it?
Yep.
What's up, baby?
All right.
No, you're texting.
I don't really have any console wars.
No, hold on. Sorry, I got some.
All right.
Shit. Dude, there was a huge list. I was floating through stuff.
Oh, no, but, no.
Come on. You guys don't have anything?
I just don't know.
As far as news, not really.
Well, the Xbox One S came out since we've been...
Yeah, what's going on with that? Recording. You know, the
Film Junk guys... Well, they won last month.
The Film Junk guys talked about it immediately after...
Console sales.
Immediately after, like, we stopped listening to that episode. Because they wanted to talk how it was a 4K Blu-ray player. And I guess there's, like, a bunch of different, like, audio formats that aren't applicable. Like, Dolby, like...
On the Xbox One?
Yeah, on the One S.
Really?
Like, it doesn't... Like, it's not... It's just not a... it's
so that's all software, like, though. Like, they can update that at any time.
I don't know. It seems like UHD is like a really important piece of the whole 4K thing, and it there's a lot of UHD formats that it doesn't support. It's just in feeding it back to the TV,
High def formats. You're saying?
Yeah, it won't feed the whole thing. Like, it won't feed the top end shit back to the screen. It'll be like Netflix 4K coming out of that thing.
So if you're watching an HD Blu-ray,
it'll play it worse.
What?
Yeah, there's all like there's all kinds of like pairing and handholding bullshit that's going on with like this early adopter stuff, and like,
dude, the Panasonic player and stuff. This thing got like reviewed perfectly though. Like, it's
sure maybe it's pretty good for the price.
I don't know.
So you think it actually isn't capable of pushing out 4K?
No, but it's not going to be your best player on the market. It'll be like a neutered Blu-ray player.
Well, the PS4 is a shitty Blu-ray player too.
It'll be that.
What's a good Blu-ray player though? They all take fucking 5 minutes to play a movie.
I don't know. Like, it's just what I've been hearing. Like, there's a lot of different shit that's going on. Like, in pairing to the TV, like, to get the best experience, you need like good player, good TV, and that's it really. And it's just not a good player.
Wow.
I don't know. I mean, they were able to articulate it much better, but it's a very entry level, like low end 4K player, and that's the big upgrade, right?
So if you think like a $300 fucking Samsung Blu-ray player against like an $80 or $90 one.
Yeah, the ones that are more expensive are better.
But what do they do? Like, they still output 1080p.
There's just more. It's just a better computer rendering your images. Like, it's crisper. Like, it could be a number of things. Just like the TVs. Like, you've got the TVs that, like, traditionally, like, up until now, I've bought, where it's like, hey, where's the cheapest of these awesome TVs? I'll buy that one. You know, like, and then there's the ones that are...
Well, yeah, the TVs are a different thing, but...
a lot more money.
The format's a format.
They have better picture. Just like, I mean...
Obviously, you can buy better TVs, but I feel like Blu-ray players, they're the exact same thing. They're all going to do it. Like, you can get a shitty VHS player and it's still going to play the tapes and it's still going to look the same.
But now that it's digital, there's just so many more.
It's not digital, it's on physical media.
I don't know, dude. That's as far as I know. I can't describe it more like intimately. I would just be speculating.
I don't get it. I don't get that argument. I feel like it probably can, it should output a 4K. Blu-ray.
Sure. I mean, do more research if you need to, but that's what I heard.
I'm calling hearsay.
Okay.
Like bullshit.
I don't know. On my part?
No, Joe's.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
But I haven't heard shit at all other than what Joe just said.
I know, like, the Digital Foundry and, like, Tech Engadget and shit, they are the top sites in technology. And they get all this stuff, and they test it out on their best TVs, and they gave it a great review. Like, they said it fucking, it's like,
yeah,
a nine. Like,
I'm just telling you what I heard, that they noticed there was certain UHD like formats and shit that were missing, and a bunch of audio, very few video restrictions but many audio restrictions, and some people care about that.
You got anything else?
I would like to talk more about that, but yeah, I understand.
Oh.
That we should move on.
No, we can keep talking about it.
No.
What? No, I'm just going to get more new information about it?
I'm just going to get more nitpicky.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the extent of what
there are tons of shit, dude. Like, people, like, you buy a TV and you go, oh, 1080p is 1080p is 1080p. But then there's hertz. There's response time. There's, like, how many fucking HDMI ports are on the back.
Yeah, but if you're doing a 1080p... If you get a decent TV, like, obviously there's, like, Dynex and shit, and they're horrible.
Yeah.
They just make them very, very poorly.
Uh-huh.
For people that really... I don't know, maybe I'm just proving your point right now, but...
Yeah. It's exactly. Possible they're using cheaper components.
Yeah, contrast. Like, there's numbers people look at. Oh, I know what resolution is. 1080p is a resolution. 720 is a resolution.
I feel like...
All this other shit that you
Microsoft,
don't ignore...
Microsoft isn't Dynex.
It's written on the tagline when you buy something. It's the same thing with Blu-ray players.
I understand that. Yeah,
it, like, loads up your shit. You know what I mean? And it, like, whether
I understand the load. Yeah, it can load it. It can load it just fine. Some might be super quick. but the output is the exact same.
Not necessarily. What if the color depth absolutely isn't as good on the then output? Why do on Blu-rays the
look
better board
than Netflix 1080p? Like Netflix HD doesn't look as good as a Blu-ray.
That's not the same argument.
Yeah, different.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
I don't know. I thought I could convince you really quickly that there's a lot more going on than just like, oh, well, if it's 1080p, it's 1080p. But apparently I have not done that.
No.
All right.
Anyway.
But I also think Microsoft is going to release a product that is top of the line. Like, it's like still mid-grade as far as contents go because they have to keep it price sensitive.
Yep.
But I feel like a laser to read 4K probably isn't that much money to put into that box.
Yeah, I don't know.
And they definitely have the ability to render.
That's like their size, and then there's the 4K. Like, what else are they selling in that
box?
Well,
it could
be.
So
it's got to be good.
Like, whatever reads, you know, like the laser's fine, but whatever reads the data, like, it may not be able to pull off some things that a super high-end player would. I have no idea. But I'm just thinking, like, it's got to interpret a digital fucking image and then break that shit down super quick. And, like, it's a really advanced format to the point where, like, if you bought a Panasonic player, it'd be $600. And Xbox has got one for $400. Is it $400
or $300? PS3, when it launched, was $600. The cheapest Blu-ray player at the time was $1,200.
Wasn't it, like, $800?
No, it was $600.
It's
like $679.
Like, maybe the PS3 was a shitty Blu-ray player. That's possible.
It wasn't. It was just, it's a cheaper price to get
like
a Blu-ray player.
These guys are
player
like experts, right?
They take losses sometimes on consoles to sell peripherals and games. Consider that.
Yeah, so it's this, it like, the Blu-ray media, like, or like the motor or whatever that reads it in the eye is the same price, I think, in each thing. It's just, I think it's the software or the hardware that they use to actually load the media. Because, like, a PS4 loads faster than a fucking Dynex Blu-ray player would. I don't know. Anyways.
Moving on.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry. It's cool.
It is cool.
Those guys are bullshit. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Maybe.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I kind of talked about it last week. Is there anything else just, like, console-related?
Not from me.
No. I don't think we've on the air talked about like the classic NES, but we don't really need to rehash that.
I got some TVs and movies to talk about.
That's pretty
this
cool.
Week.
You bringing it in?
Yeah, you want to do it on what we played?
Sure.
Boom.
It's Hardcore Henry and Follow the TV Show. So.
What's Follow the TV Show?
I was expecting
show
to get shit for talking about. Some, you guys hear about this at all? No.
There's
like,
no.
The
web
like,
series.
Some guys. Is it? Am I good to break into this?
Sure, yeah.
Some guys, probably like film students, decided to make like a pilot episode for what could be a Fallout television show. And they're actually going to make a 3 like part arc, I think.
Okay.
And the quality's pretty good.
So you saw one.
Yeah, they released
pilot
one. Yeah. And they
there's
put like
no
a lot of time
good
and effort into it.
Who made this?
I'm assuming it's like
I'm film I'm going with Joe
no,
on
I know,
this.
No, like, okay, it's not fucking Fargo, okay? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but like,
right,
it's pretty good. Just lower your standards.
How bad are the costumes?
How bad is the acting?
Actually, the costumes, you'd be surprised. I was like, they must have fucking taken so much time to put that gun together.
That's cool.
For that 30-second scene. That's what blows me away.
Hey,
is it looking a prop, though?
Jim, come with me and dog meet over here.
No, it's not. It's all right. It's
sorry, we
world
teased it.
Yeah,
it's right kind of over. We teased it now. I'm sorry, man.
What else?
How long? How long is the first episode?
Like
40
minutes.
Why is that?
40 minutes.
Maybe it's less than that.
Like, where do I get it?
It could be 20. I could be. 40.
Is it on a network or is it YouTube?
It's online, man. Just go online.
Is it YouTube's though?
I think I watched it on YouTube. Yeah.
It is YouTube's though.
Oh, man.
It's probably like 20 minutes.
40 minutes, 20 minutes.
Probably 30 minutes.
No, I think it was actually shorter than I expected. All right, fuck you. I
well,
wasn't selling
I can
it.
Tell, I can
did you
tell
like Hardcore Henry?
I really liked it, actually.
I think I'll like it too.
I liked it more and more and more as I watched it.
You didn't see it in the theaters.
I was like
really
uncertain, and I kept watching. I was like, "This is good," and I just enjoyed it.
You didn't see
it
stone in a bad movie.
Thoroughly fun to watch.
I think I would enjoy it. I got a pee, so
it's just fun. It's just that's all it is. It's just fun.
It's the worst movie I've ever seen.
Sorry, you just couldn't take the can.
Dude,
the
wheel. What are you doing? Trying to go pee.
Oh, what am I on? I thought I was on your fucking like backpack or something.
Backpack? That was a broken chair.
I'm going.
Yeah, it was okay, man. Like I saw more of it than Chad did, and Chad missed the escape scene, like through the concrete building or whatever it was. Chad missed that. He missed the whole Charlton Copley like story thread.
Yep.
And he missed the end. Which did get...
You saw definitely the worst parts.
Yeah, it got a little bit better, but like I can't forgive the first half an hour.
We could have got better.
You're right, the first half hour actually was pretty dry.
It was, yeah. And
it was one of the worst first-person stories I've ever seen. And like I read spoilers of what happens in shit.
First-person story.
Well, I gotta move back. All the fucking Xbox 360 era first-person shooters that came out, like Homeland or whatever the fuck that was.
Don't act like you know the story. Did Joe fill you in?
The darkness was
The darkness was low budget.
It looked like that. It felt like that.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Dan's favorite game, literally.
But you have 100 bucks. He said it's his favorite.
100 bucks.
Do you know the story of the movie?
Oh, he's in space.
Okay, so no.
Oh, it's in space.
I do tease everything. I'm sorry. It's fine. Holy fuck, it sucked,
I'm used to it.
You teased Pokemon today. I was like, shut the fuck up, dude. I played that shit for 3 games.
Yeah, faggot game.
I played that game for 3 weeks so hard. Every day, almost.
Walks 200 kilometers.
No joke, I'm probably at 200 kilometers.
I was at like 60 the other day.
Dude, usually I say it just to get, I'm just trying
Dan's
to get a rise
across Canada.
I'm checking.
You think you're at 200? You think you're at 200 kilometers?
Yeah.
I guess that's not that far.
No, it is.
No, it's not. It's here to London.
Oh, yeah, it's not
Why
far.
Why the fuck don't we get statistics of this?
You said across Canada.
I was joking. It's
okay.
Like thousands of miles across Canada.
I have really bad service in the basement, apparently.
Is it walk? 1,000 miles or across.
He hasn't walked
either
London.
Way. Like no joke, I checked. Yes,
would walk 500 miles in Dan.
Yeah, Dan walked 500 miles.
150.
I got 124.
Just up, that's down.
No, excuse me. I lied.
7 miles for my Gyarados.
I have my Gyarados.
Just to be the Dan.
He's dead. But yeah, I do have a Gyarados. 400 fucking candies, man.
You got 400?
400
miles. No, I didn't catch
them. How?
The river and here.
Like you just sit at the river and just...
No, I walk. You gotta catch 100 of them to get 400.
Yeah. Well, yeah, about 100.
Oh, there's three each?
Three candies per...
Four each.
And then you could transfer them, so yeah.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Have they streamlined the transfer process yet?
Mm.
What a fucking...
Sure they have. You don't gotta scroll to the bottom anymore.
No, there's a button now. Instead of scrolling all the way down, there's a button, and you can go to.
I wish I could just be like,
mass select,
get them all.
No, man.
They want you to stay in the app. That's a little fucking scam. They want you to FaceTime.
Man,
that's not fun in that way.
Today, like no joke, I fucking cut my hand open on that fucking fence. Just dug into
what
my
fence?
Palm.
Ricardo's?
Blood, sweat, and tears over here.
Jumped Ricardo's fence.
Is it like wooden?
No, it's like
sharp.
It's a sharp chain link fence.
Have you been to Ricardo's yet?
No, but I hear it's dope.
Oh my god.
Dude, my dad knows Ricardo. He's best
friends. I've been there
3 times.
We
go there all the time, bro.
Shelby and I, Shelby and I went there to see, like, we were going to have a rehearsal dinner.
Oh, yeah?
And we're like, let's do it at Ricardo's. And, like, you can, like, they have 3 special sauces or whatever. Like, they have 3 sauces, and it was going to be, like, a pick your own sauce kind of thing. Like, we researched it and everything, but we just decided we didn't want a rehearsal dinner.
So
we never did it. But we went there to try the food.
Was it
We went a couple places in Amherstburg to try the food, like before our wedding. It was like, let's go eat at all these places.
We went there for my dad's birthday.
It's really good. That's what you guys are both saying.
Ricardo's dope.
I'll
and
check
there's
it out.
Did you get new chilies?
There's one more.
Ever?
I have one time. I prefer the ice cream.
Really? I love fucking...
Frozen yogurt has like a... this bitter taste almost. No. Or like...
You gotta get the right combination. Go in there jibbed and you'll spend like 5 minutes looking at the board going,
Same thing with ice cream though, dude.
Dude, me and Joe went for an ice cream one time.
Fucking work. God,
it was like a date.
Yeah. Ice cream's good. We did the same thing in Elora. Went and got ice cream.
I guess.
And it was dope again.
I think you knew.
I was in jib that morning.
You stupid asshole.
No, wait, I was.
TJ, can you 3D print me something?
I was jibbed and TJ and I bought fudge.
I would just like a nerdy gift. Whatever.
I'll try.
Thanks.
What? Was
pick it back up. You dropped
on the
it.
Queue, man.
Joe's on the queue?
You got a fucking, you got the first one.
And yeah, TJ, where are those photos?
Huh? It's up there.
Those fucking cave photos from Elora. We all rode our bikes.
TJ does not share photos.
They go into a hole. Yeah.
He has like he must have this like
that's
big
bullshit.
Shoulder.
That's horse shit.
Dude, in 30 years when we go back, you're like, TJ, show me all these photos.
I'll
we're
be
gonna
dead.
Have
and no one knows my password.
No, he has a 4 terabyte
hard
drive.
Dies with him.
Every trip I've gone on with him, he has hundreds of photos of me that I've never seen.
Hundreds.
Don't you love looking at photos of yourself too?
Damn, James.
Every time. Fuck yeah.
Every time.
Oh, I look like shit.
We are guilty.
I just look
not,
at my tits and all of them.
We are guilty of not getting amazing photos on this last trip.
Oh, it was bad.
Compared to how good it was, that was a good time.
That TJ zoomed in face though. Was good.
He was so short, dude.
My phone was just like.
I never take photos.
I got a good pic of you. That one with the not the stupid carving one, but the cool carving one.
Man, that was a cool one.
That was a cool
there's
one.
Also the flex pic. Where my hair's the gayest I've ever seen it since like grade 11.
What was it?
No, your hair's dope in those
I got
pics.
The photo, I think. It's a
it's his what pic?
It's that photo I sent.
Yeah, but I didn't take
yesterday?
That picture. Did I take that picture with your phone? Is that what happened?
Yeah. No. Yeah,
what?
You did.
Yeah, I must have, because it wasn't on my phone. I remember you, like, oh, you took a flex pic. I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Look at his fucking face.
I thought somebody had said that from the, like, when you were 17 or, like, 18.
It looks like it. My beard looks like grade just 11. Grown in, like, the first time. My hair is fucking grade 11.
I honestly thought that was, like, an old picture of you band days.
From the my son.
I saw that photo. I had no idea.
Oh my god, it's so hideous. I do look pretty fucking buff though. In that photo. Hold on, let me flex and I'll see my flex back.
See how buff he is?
Buffy.
Oh man, I'm so round.
You're almost like Rambo.
I'm so.
Oh yeah, I got his gay hair too. I should have had the fucking tie on and a little bit more sweat.
I'm barrel shaped and it always comes out in pictures.
You're barrel shaped?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could snipe pick.
Like I'm
I thought.
Straight from tits to fucking feet. Tits to knees, I'm straight.
Tits to knees.
Tits to knees, I'm a barrel. It is true.
Tits to knees, I'm a barrel.
That's it.
I got bad news for you. It's head to toes, motherfucker.
No, it's tits to knees, and I know that for a fact.
Tits to knees. Because
my shoulders look okay.
My head's skinny.
Yeah, tits to knees of a
barrel. You start to get some of this is when you're in trouble.
A straight barrel.
You're alright.
This guy at my work whose chin goes down to here. Like, it just, there's no line.
Oh my god.
It's just this. And he's like, he used to be fat, but like he lost a lot of weight, but it's just like, zzz. And it's all hair. Like, he grows a beard, like stubble hair, and it's just hair down to like the top of his fucking shirt.
Just like,
reminds me of like Dex from episode two.
He's really funny.
Obi-Wan. You fill him with hair like a frog.
Who wants to start the talk about No Man's Sky?
Well, wait a minute. I can say first of all, frog Dan, name. I really like The Drift. I don't know if you'll ever play it, but
The Drift.
A drift.
Oh,
a drift. Yeah.
They said The Drift. I would love a drift. Is it like what do people call those walking simulators?
It's kind of a walking simulator, but it had like in space in theory. But the fact
it's
that
a floating
you were,
simulator.
No. The fact that you're in that you're in like a 3D environment.
Does
like,
it do some cool shit?
Yeah, like you don't just like fly through it. Like the whole game is controlling the suit.
Yeah.
And like not exhausting too much oxygen. By like going forward,
can
like,
you die?
Yeah, it's really like you feel really isolated.
Yeah,
and,
I'm sure.
Alone, and then like it's like holy fuck, it's really hard to control this kind of. And then it's like god damn it, like it's actually hard to get like to catch those oxygen tanks.
Yeah. Because
you're feeling like you're controlling your gravity suit for the first
time.
How
much is it? 15?
I think it's 20 now. Yeah, it's kind of expensive. Wait till it's cheap. But like it's tough to find oxygen, and then you get to the first computer, and it's like the list of repairs. It's like, I don't know how to fucking do that. And then it's just like, go figure it out. And you're in space and you're scared and it's tough. And it feels really great with the controller.
I'm definitely playing like it. I've been interested for that game.
Controlling the suit is the whole control scheme.
Yeah.
Whether you're like spinning, rotating horizontal, like on the horizontal axis. Not horizontal axis, but like.
Like a barrel roll.
Yeah, doing a barrel roll and like controlling that and like
is it first
pushing
person?
Forward, going yep. up and then down.
Oh my god, that'd be crazy! So
it's
you're
all
just
first
like,
person.
Oh,
it's all really cool.
Boy.
And I recommend, obviously jibbed a little bit and headset full blast because like they work in, all the sound design is amazing. All
right,
and
their headphones are right there. I'll do that.
You,
that sounds pretty sick.
You grab these like these audio tapes, like that's how you learn about your crew.
Yeah,
is in these little audio dialogue tapes, and one guy gets really creative with them. I won't spoil what he does, but like. It's all laid out for you to work as like a narrative for the first little while. Then it just becomes like a fetch quest for make sure you get all the trophies kind of thing. But for the first little while, like when you're learning and it's kind of scary, it's a great experience.
I'm awesome. Excited.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
That's how I felt with Abzu. I played Abzu a bit this week. I didn't beat
it. Of course.
And I wanted to do it in one sitting. Kyle and I played Battlefield and I was like, this fucking game sucks. I hate it now.
Battlefield?
Yeah, it's just a shitty game now.
You've moved on.
What?
Because you saw Battlefield 1?
Yeah.
And you won
it? Just, it, Battlefield 1 feels so much better. Every gun in Battlefield 4 is just the same thing.
Yeah,
they don't sound powerful, they're just...
This is all based on assumptions you've made about Battlefield, which are probably true.
No, he's watched a lot. There's so much video
about it. I
watch
everything about it. Like, yeah, all the YouTube streamers
it does
guys
look
talk about
playing it, man. You're already in there
playing
it.
It's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I'm going to rape that map. I've played it so many times.
If you don't like Battlefield 4, I don't know who you are.
I'm a new man.
You must be.
But I got off.
I'm excited for it, too.
I was like, I don't want to fucking play this anymore. And I was like, ooh, Abzu. And I was just the right jibs. And I was like, smoke a little bit more. And then I went outside. And I came back. And I turned all the lights off in the garage. And had my legs under the table. Moved the monitor right to here.
Nice.
And I put my headset on. And so I was like, this is VR right now. And I was just like.
This is VR.
And I was just like looking around. Like, sound in that is amazing. I've never been so immersed in an environment. It's gorgeous.
What's the worst part of that game?
Nothing so far.
Only character model.
No, I think he's cool
I
as
can't
shit.
Can't take the character model.
Oh, I love it. Ugh. It's kind of like Zelda, like old N64.
It's just the rest of the world looks better, and he looks simpler than the rest of the world.
I think it's the whole idea. It's like
you just
have
it's lost on me.
You're all black, and you take up a majority of the screen,
yellow,
right?
Yeah,
but they
yeah.
want you to keep your focus on everything else.
Yeah, you're supposed to experience it through your eyes, not the characters, I suppose. And like the characters are there, so you can learn your like you know where you're moving and stuff like that.
Definitely
it's not first
need to
person.
See him to understand like how he moves. And
fuck! Did you see that video I posted?
Yeah,
with the
fish. The school of fish.
Yeah.
Holy
shit!
Oh,
was it like just you're going into him?
Yeah.
Dude, I was like. Join my stream, and I was just like waiting for you to join, just going through that school.
I shared that video when I got to that point.
I was like,
there's no way. Like, I looked at it and I was like, that's never been rendered in games before
Are
that
you
well.
Almost near the end, you think? Like, an hour and a half in?
Yeah,
it's
I played for about
an
hour and a half.
School of fish that you're like right at the end.
Yeah. Oh, really?
The end is dope, too. Sorry.
I know what the end is because of something else.
It's good.
Tim posted a tease fucking review.
It just plays good.
Oh, you watched the whole thing? The thing?
I watched your video and I watched Tim's tease review.
Oh. I didn't watch that.
The fish thing
I never watch any of Tim's things. Like you post something like that, I'm just like I watched actually 2 seconds of it.
I don't watch Tim's
and thing he's just either. Like
Have you meditated or whatever?
Yep. Yeah.
You see the fish eat fish type thing?
I haven't seen that, no.
Oh. That's enough.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Sweet. But yeah, that game, when I got to that point, the same reaction that you had, like, watch the stream kind of thing. I like instantly hit the record button.
Yeah.
And then was like, there's no way this is real. This is just like a 2D fucking image. Every single fish is
reacting.
Yeah, is rendered to you swimming around, and there's like probably 1,000 fish.
I watched it. It is pretty remarkable.
Like, it seems awesome. It would be so accurate.
And then you ended your video with like going through like a sci-fi like tunnel.
You swim through. Did you know how to do that?
It was definitely cool.
That flip thing I did.
That's achievable too, right?
It might be like you hit the speed and then you hit circle.
Yeah.
You do like a.
You can do it out of water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that. Like, you just learn by playing the game. Like they don't tell you or anything.
Yeah. Echo was so dope. Actually, it was terrible. But I loved flipping out of the water when I was, like, 6.
But it wasn't like that. It was, like, something you had to time perfectly in order to get it working. And they don't tell you how to do it. And it was just like, that helps.
You can easily play the game through.
Yeah.
And then not do it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It was just a cool thing to figure out.
It's pretty neat.
Well, I was telling Dan.
Did you suggest playing it?
Earlier. Yeah. I streamed some badass Runner 2 shit, but
yeah, he's good at it.
That. Yeah.
Bad.
I was streaming some cool shit.
Have you been playing it all week?
Because
you've been on it.
No, I've been playing just like it's not really. I'm playing because I'm good at it.
Yeah. Really.
You know, and I'm just like checking those boxes, trying to go for those trophies, but
don't want to waste my God given talent, right?
There's a yeah. I'm just like, you know what? It was $10. I jumped on it. And I started playing through it, and I was getting through it fairly easily. Beat it all, and then the trophies are... you know, there's one or two trophies that I'm, like, not going to get,
yeah.
So the hunt just is over. You know, like, as soon as you kind of... Like, I played through it enough that it was fun. It's like, all right, now what am I... How am I going to, like, go back and maximize this? Same thing happened with Adrift. Adrift, there's one, it's like, beat it in 2 hours without dying. It's like, I'm not playing this again.
I don't trophy hunt anymore.
And then the same thing happens. The same thing happens with Bitrip. I'll trophy hunt ones that sound appealing and that sound engaging, but when it's just like they want you to beat it, like I turned it onto hard right away, and just destroyed hard. And one of the trophies is like get a triple perfect in every level. So that means beat it perfect hard, perfect easy, perfect medium.
You have to beat all three?
Yeah.
So you have to play three separate times?
Not a chance, yeah. I'm not going to go back and play it on easy. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that.
That's dumb.
So that's it. So the hunt's over, and I'm probably done playing Bitrip, but I crushed it. Again.
I think I hunted Chivos a bit in Doom, because that game was fucking awesome.
When it's fun, it's fun.
And they're pretty easy to hunt. Like, they kind of tell you where to go after you unlock some
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah. And you're like, you're almost there. You're like 80%.
I didn't do the collectible things.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh.
I actually didn't do it either because it was too boring.
Yeah, like the weapon things. It's like kill 6 and with one shot or something like that. I was going for those.
Yeah, I got all those.
Yeah, those were fun as shit.
In Adrift, the collectibles kind of make you leave your comfort zone a little bit, and that's why it's cool to get them.
Yeah.
Like, I recommend, you know, sort of having that want, like, this is already so uncomfortable, but like I really want to get to that, so I got to figure out how that happens.
Hey, I'll play that game if you play through Doom, because you should really fucking play Doom.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Doom's really fun.
Yeah.
Doom is amazing.
Yeah.
Don't play it on the hardest difficulty. It's not fun that way.
I might.
You won't.
Don't do it. You won't have fun.
It's got to be about getting through the level, right?
It's not fun.
You have to be really good.
It's not fun. Like, if you die, you...
I play Call of Duty games with veterans.
Sure, you could
Call
die.
Call of Duty, you can camp behind...
No.
I'm not trying to deaden it.
No, but you can. You can sit in one spot
yeah,
and sort of, like...
You can sit and snipe and just, like... Kinda,
not all of them.
A lot of them.
You know
Doom,
which one you
they
can
are
do
relentless.
Yeah, Doom, they're all coming at you, and you have to jump around the room and be like, boom, 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 like, change this gun, like, super quick fucking awesome combos.
I'm gonna do
You're
it.
A combo guy. You are a combo guy, but I don't know if you're comboing 3D.
I just don't think it's fun. Only because if you do die, you have to wait a minute every time.
Yeah, the Adrift load times are long, too.
A minute. For a game like that where you die, like, if you
just
get...
Don't die, man. I was fucking good. I was good at that game.
Let me discover... Let me figure
I was,
it out for
It was
myself,
too
okay?
easy. Like, I played it on the one below.
Oh, that. Man. TJ, did you play... You played on hardcore, right? Doom?
Yes.
Yeah.
I will know...
It was so much fun being good.
Within the first 10 minutes of the game.
It was. You know what? I really wanted there to be like a Chivo, and I knew there wasn't. I kind of found out halfway through, and I was just like, I'm dedicated. Ultraviolence, I gotta finish it.
Yeah, Ultraviolence is
what I didn't do. I did the one
below. How long is that game?
Man, if you don't do it, it's like 6 to 8 hours if you're just normal.
Ultraviolence? It was more than that. I felt like I played 14 like.
To
yeah, okay.
18 or some shit.
Yeah, I played like 14 hours.
I was, okay, well, I was I'll in the play math Doom, in my mind. But, I mean, Adrift is like a 3 hour game or like 3 session game.
That's all right.
But I'll play it.
Yeah, but this is an indie. This is your like standard non-indie.
I'm gonna play Doom.
Dude, every single gun difficulty. Felt so good.
They were
that
cool.
Like that rail gun.
The sniper one was my favorite one.
Yeah, that the
disc shooter one almost.
Disc shooter. Oh, like you like lay it down on the side. It's like a purple beam.
No, was it? It was the closest to a sniper rifle. You could zoom in with it on one of the things.
Yeah, I think it was super powerful. Like really each shot, powerful. Like it took a long time
shoot
to charge.
Guys.
You had to charge.
Yeah, that was the best gun.
Yeah, the right, best.
You got to talk about No Man's Sky. You got to.
Yeah, I just got it today. I don't know. I was kind of hard on it because of the reviews right away. Like, I heard that one guy beat it in 30 hours, and
is that a bad thing?
No.
30 hours. I mean, like I don't play.
It's supposed to be. It's supposed to be an infinite universe, and it's like you beat it in 30 hours. It was like they didn't live up to their expectations or what they said they were gonna do, but that was before the game came out.
Yeah,
game is so fucking big that yeah, you could probably rush through it in 30 hours, maybe.
No, you can't.
No, who
there's
cares
a, there's a massive day one patch, and they said like some systems are up to 10 times bigger. Like
sure,
what?
Yeah, read the patch notes. Like
oh,
because
regardless
smaller,
I was hard
like,
on it because of the reviews
it was
and, like
the, a really late patch, and like it's not uncommon, like a big studio would have had that out already, but
yeah.
It's a way different game.
That is basically just an algorithm, right? Like they
yeah.
write in.
Yeah, it's like
make these larger.
It's literally like add a zero.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's pretty close to that.
No, he changed the game, made it 10 times longer.
And now it's perfect.
But I don't know. And then hearing you guys talk about it throughout the week,
I didn't know that. That kind of deters me a bit.
There's some cool.
Dude, it's massive.
There's some cool shit about this game.
Check your like light years to the center of the universe.
You can check that.
Yes. In like the overmap, whatever you want to call it, like that.
When you hit down on the D-pad?
Yes.
But how far does a warp get you? Like it gets you to the next 300 star.
300 of 17,000 light years from center, basically.
300 for 17,000.
You're talking like 500
jumps. But it's not
17,000.
Oh god, 500 jumps.
Yeah, I've done the math on it.
The game.
You need like 500 warp cells. But here's the thing.
But
if
you don't.
Like,
you get
upgrade,
faster warp speeds.
Yeah, and
like
black
that.
Holes. Like I go through block. I don't want to spoil anything.
Don't.
It's broken. There's something with the game that's broken with black holes, and like it's not right, and they gotta fix that. Because black holes are, yeah, I don't want to say it.
Black holes, sun.
It could be a good thing or,
it's not
a, or
it's
bad
not a big
thing.
Deal.
Can
just,
you choose it?
Wound chicken.
What I'm saying is, it's probably not 500 jump because yes, you do upgrade, and there's other ways to progress faster to the center.
Okay.
I can't wait.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, because if it's now 130 hours, I'm not going to beat it. If it's 30 hours, I'm gonna play the fucking game.
And like, okay, Atlas goes the opposite direction, typically.
Leave it. Don't say anymore. I haven't seen Atlas yet.
All
right. Atlas is immediately in the game.
Yeah, I'm taking my time.
No, I mean, literally.
Oh, like the first time.
The first time you see him is like the first time you're right next to your brother.
Have you been to another one then?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't.
I haven't.
I've been taking my time, just like...
Thing.
Just
so where are you?
Amassing a fortune.
I did all your like first tasks. I got my ship back in running order. I can do I got the warp drive or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I fueled it, and then I saved. Like that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
So
you haven't even flown out of the atmosphere yet?
No, I've been into space.
Okay.
But I've never
flown
done, like
in
a,
on a planet.
No, I've done that as well. You know, like that the hyper drive that you get, where you can do like far jumps.
Yeah.
I haven't.
They're
used
just faster.
That. I haven't used that yet.
Wait, the hyperdrive or the warp drive?
Whatever the second one is.
No, hyperdrive uses warp cells. Like, pulse is like planet to planet.
Yeah.
I can do that one where it's
within
just
the
like...
system?
Yeah, and it's like...
Five,
It
four,
would said it would be like
three.
4 hours away unless you did that hyperdrive.
yeah.
That one I've done, but the one where you can get like...
That's super cool, by
the
way. The
it's, really
it's
far...
The best
it is
the
fucking really cool, man.
It's super fucking
Dude,
cool.
My favorite part of this game is like...
You like look right
you're
where
on
you
one planet,
go,
you see two just, others. I'm trying to impress Emily. Like,
and you just all the stars.
Cool? Like, that planet right
so
there,
sick.
I can fly to it, and like there's tons of locations on it.
And all I ever touch is this tiny little spot on the planet.
Yeah. And it's all seamless. Like, I can flag that planet in like 45 seconds from now using like different technologies like pulse drive, and then I slow down the atmosphere, and then I like you break atmosphere and like the changes.
You guys ever hit an asteroid while flying? So fucking
cool.
Yeah, it's just like
did it make your ship go fucking like
no, I've done that before. I've seen glitches in space.
Well, I hit one of my ship went
I was like that has happened to me.
My screen went wonky. I was like, holy fuck, I'm like, I clipped an asteroid while like in hyperdrive. I'm telling you, it was just like there was no stopping it. Yeah, I was like, this is crazy. And then I hit the brakes and eventually kind of came back too, but it was nuts.
Oh, I didn't have that experience.
That has happened to me yet. I thought it was a glitch.
I bought a new ship early on, and it's still shitty, but like it maneuvers fine. Like people complain about like bad maneuverability. And
oh, mine doesn't move at all. The first one, not even a little bit. Oh.
You got that little red ugly. Do we all get the same one?
Yeah, I think
it
so.
Is red it's ugly. Just like a nubbin.
Stupid nose. Yeah. Nubbin nose.
I hate it.
Space pirates. I still have it, man. Space pirates rape you though.
They are annoying.
Yeah, a little
you have
bit.
To lead them,
the,
and it's like
lead mechanic. You have to shoot at like the lead target.
It's so. For me, it's difficult. I nail them when they're flying at me, but they're also nailing me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they have more powerful weapons.
Yeah.
You get stronger ships. You can upgrade the power.
I killed
power
two,
of your ships.
But I'm telling you, if there were three, I'd have been done.
Dude, it's such a cool idea. The way they
there's
have
someone
that.
There's like 10.
Like just I'd be raped unless I had a new ship.
I can't do it.
Okay, so the gameplay for upgrading your ship, there's each ship has a many different slots, so you can save those slots for.
Inventory.
Yeah, like inventory. You can either use it like if you want to be a miner and you just want to make a lot of money, like that's what I'm doing. So I just kind of leave a lot of the spots open and just like fill it up with shit and then fly back to a space station, sell it.
Which one I'm doing as well.
And
or you can gear up the ship for fighting.
And later in the game, you can just... Exactly. Like, yeah, you can just... You get different upgrades to like your I don't know, your mining cannon.
Will you ever find like... A very rare gun, or like a very rare.
You might just, I think upgrade. You just keep powering up in the in
so
the things.
Like so it has like a two or a three next.
Okay,
to
so
it.
I have one, twos, and threes, which seem to be kind of like normal.
Yeah.
Then I have a couple rare fives.
Okay.
So like, maybe, can you make more fives?
Maybe four doesn't exist, and like five's like the shit right now. You know what I mean? That's what I think.
You have fives.
I have like two fives. I haven't even made them yet because
dude, I got two.
You need a lot of shit.
Yeah.
It's a deep game, like in a really,
yeah,
really weird way.
Crazy.
It starts off like no explanation whatsoever about anything.
Yeah.
You're just.
How long have you guys played this?
I played for like 2.5 hours today, maybe.
I played for 3-4 hour sessions. So
that's
far.
Awesome.
It's amazing.
Man, I'm telling you right now, like, I don't got to work tomorrow. I don't got to work all next week.
Dude,
like,
it's so fucking good.
I'm thinking about bringing my PlayStation to fucking Kingston now with a monitor just to play it.
You absolutely should.
You'll find.
You're going to Kingston?
Yeah, you need to do that.
Oh, nice.
Forget the like soaking in the surroundings and all that shit. Like for a couple hours a day, you can pour it into that.
End of the night, just
boom.
Like just to like play with.
It's
Jack.
Not even a couple hours, man. You need to be in.
It's
a couple
so
hours
good.
Is just like you don't really get much
dude,
done.
I had to stop. Like I was like, if I keep going now, like I set a goal for myself. Like I want to get this hyperdrive thing up and running. And as soon as I do, before I do that like light year jump, I'm going to just like turn it off. Because if I don't, I'm gonna be.
Yeah,
playing all afternoon.
Have you heard the thing on the internet about the two guys meeting up?
And they weren't there.
Yeah.
And then Sean Murray, he came back and said that it was server issues. Otherwise, they would have seen each other.
No, he said it was a result of like different servers, but there are hundreds of servers, and if you don't happen to be on the same one, you won't see each other.
Oh, I heard it was server issues, as in there were issues.
I'm convinced that it's a single player game. Like I can.
Yeah, I think they're saying
it absolutely.
Need PlayStation
is.
Plus to play it. They say right.
Yeah, and like I could, I put my my thing on. Oh fuck! Today
you
I'm still like,
until
no
you
models,
see it.
Man.
Until you see, you don't really understand how, just how big this game is. Like they tell you, like in reviews, like dude, there's billions of galaxies. It's like
no, but it's not big in the. It's big. In, it's as big as you want to explore.
Trillion.
Sure, but it's there.
That's all. Yeah,
you can go any way you want.
You could not hit every system in a lifetime.
No, but what it
can
does
you
is,
go any way you want?
Can you not?
Yes.
Can.
Oh really?
What it does is the same thing that any game where you get
free
like a randomized
mode.
Face.
No, no, it's just like a navigator.
Yeah.
It's just doing that over and over again.
But it
but
is,
you can't fly.
You
got
to see it.
To,
like you go into a planet, and the planet is just like.
Lush.
As far as you can see, like you go and you can see
pretty far.
Yeah.
And the planet is like the size of a planet. It's all there. And that's one planet.
Maybe like the moon or something.
Still, man.
They're massive.
They're big. Retarded big. Like so big that you couldn't explore the whole thing.
I wish
I know that.
It would take you 20 hours at least to walk around like halfway or some shit. You know what I mean?
No, and I'm just saying like there's a reason it works, right? And that's because it generates like where you are, not where you're not. I'm not trying to downgrade like how cool it is like that they figured that out. It is a infinitely cool tech idea.
Absolutely, that's what. Yeah, I mean, it makes no difference. And at the same time, like you go to a new planet, you go to a beacon, you scan, you see like where the outpost is or whatever. I get into my ship, I fly to it, I get all the shit that I can in that vicinity.
Yeah,
and then
fly around a bit, hit the scanner.
Yeah, hit the scanner again, maybe. You scan, find an outpost, you go there, sell your shit.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Buy some shit. Good. And then it's like...
The inventory is like criminally small.
It is really bad. It gets better. Like you upgrade your ship, you get more slots. You upgrade your suit, you get more slots.
Can you upgrade your ship? Or do you have to buy a new ship?
You buy a new ship, and that ship has... Or you can... Can you not find them? Or is it buy...
You can find them.
You can find ships?
And you restore them the same way you restored it right in the beginning.
That's amazing.
It's so cool.
That is really
cool. It's like, oh, this guy's drive's busted. You gotta go, like, walk around the planet now. I hope it's in your inventory.
That's awesome.
It's like, really cool.
Like, I got
I only found shitty ships, though. I found two.
Different planets. Like, I'm in a system right now where, like, everything is just kinda... Like, there's radiation all over the place. And there's, like, storms and stuff.
Not hospitable planets.
Yeah, and you have, like, this voiceover, like, your suit talking to you. It's like...
What kind of voice?
It's so robotic, like female robotic, like English accent.
Life systems failing.
Yeah,
but like feminine.
Radiation systems failing, like and you just see your barge just going, and you're just like, "Fuck, I gotta run back to the ship," and you just get back into the
storm
ship.
Approaching.
The voice storm of approaching. The voice of the computer in Adrift is wild.
Now that this game's fucking amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. That sounds awesome. All of it sounds great.
If it was made by like a bigger studio.
Oh yeah.
Like there'd be
It runs not incredibly good.
Yeah, like you can tell it's made by actually you can't even really tell it's made by a small team.
There's some bad pop in.
The fluidity is kind of like incredible and never been done before. But you can definitely see like they have this weird what's it called? Like when it dissolves almost.
Yeah.
When it changed the landscape.
Yeah, I've never seen graphics do that
really. Yeah. And it's how they've accomplished this feat, I feel like.
Yeah.
And I just accept it. And it's okay.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Yeah.
The textures
I'm absolutely fine with it.
Just horrendous. Like, there's no high-res textures.
Oh, the ships, like, are really strange. Like, they're all like, they're just cubes and triangles.
You know what's really cool, though? It is.
They're not inventive at all.
Like, the beasts are fucking shapes. Weird, man. It's just like, they must have, like, a giant library.
Oh my god,
the beasts
are weird.
Here's a beast leg. Here's a beast
head. Yeah, exactly.
Here's a beast arm. And then it's just randomized. So you
We're
get like
dog bird one day.
You get the fucking weirdest creatures ever. Like
it's
I've seen
so
this
weird.
This fucking like moose thing with a platypus tail, and like the weirdest antlers I've ever seen with like
just an abomination.
Almost like a man face.
Exactly.
I'm like
a moose with a platypus
what the
tail.
Fuck is this thing?
Exactly
there's,
that.
There's something that that Zach shared actually a while back.
Oh, I must have
missed
it.
He's like,
did he name it?
You gotta love procedurally generated content or something. And it was just like this. Monkey fucking gorilla thing that was the size of a brachiosaurus.
Dude, I saw like a weird T-Rex thing the other day too.
They have really strange, strange monsters. I like it.
It's funny, yeah. It makes sense too, kind of, because it's like evolution works like that in this galaxy. It's not that far away.
Like you can name the species.
Yeah.
I haven't done that yet.
Yeah. How does that whole sharing is that shareable at all or?
It's just for you.
No. It's automatically shared.
Yeah. If somebody else sees that creature, it's like already been discovered.
Somebody.
But
I find tons of discovered stuff, dude.
Do you really?
Not tons, but like I found like three different dudes who've been in systems, and I found the systems, and they've named it already.
Oh really?
Wait, what?
I've been in systems that people have named already.
That's cool.
So you go in and they've named all the animals.
I've never seen an animal.
That'd be funny.
Like
it's like
system itself.
Dickosaurus.
If there's 18 quintillion planets.
He said he's been there a couple times.
There's no way that other people have been to the systems that you have been to. You know what I mean?
Everybody starts at the edge.
How many people have this game? How many copies do you sell? A million?
Yeah, let's say millions, but...
Okay, yeah, let's say 5 million people I've got hit, it. And there's systems. 18 quintillion 30 planets. Systems.
Yeah, but it's not as if like player one is set up here, is that and then player two is the polar opposite. So like they could all be in the same little piece of the pie, like 3D, right. Like all kind of in the same.
Everybody starts at the edge. Like equally, maybe the whole thing is roughly equally distant from the center.
That's how you think roughly, it works.
No, I read that everyone starts at the edge of the universe, which is not entirely true because you can go backwards.
But like, you're doing this.
Like Brett is like 17,600 light years. I'm like 17,800 light years from the center. So we're all yeah, but like,
you don't know like which three dimensional.
Yeah, you could be on the opposite side. You could be up here. You
so people down are all here. Over the place.
Yeah.
So it's impossible that anybody else has visited your planet. It's insanely
difficult to find one, but like it can't
you
be that.
You said you found two already in 16 hours.
Yeah, three. But or maybe yeah.
It's impossible. If it's that big, it's impossible.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe it's just a slice of the pie.
No, like, I think
three-dimensional space.
Obviously, I think they have databases. If people are naming these things, it's going into a non-infinite database, and they're just being rehashed. They can't make 18 quintillion different types of animals.
No, there'll be some duplicates, obviously.
There's going to be duplicates, but there's no way that guy went to the same place that you did.
1,000 legs, 1,000 torsos, 1,000 heads. Then he multiplied all the permutations, and he knows exactly how many there are.
How is this coded? Is a coding fucking brilliance.
It's nuts. It's a marvel of, like, technology. Like, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Dude, you know that screen when you start and it flies in, and you see those, like, names come up?
Yeah.
That's all supposed to be, like, real shit. I don't know how you can fly through that fast, and they can render and, like, go to the server and look up the database and find the points.
Like,
and,
what's this called?
Okay, so, like, I've That's told crazy. You where I'm at in the game now, and, like, I've been working towards a goal. Does the game keep throwing those goals at you for something to work towards, or is it just, like, get to the center of the universe?
I feel like there's always a goal. Like, so far, that's what I've played, like...
I kind of need that.
It's
going to
get worse and worse, I feel like.
Like, less goalie.
Yeah.
Just, like...
And it's like, going to focus on, like... Bring you on.
So it's going to be the same thing over and over and over again. This one's a fire one. This one's a grass
You'll,
one.
Like... upgrade, like your suit gets upgraded, you get better ships, you make more money, but like you have to enjoy like the discovery and like exploring.
I love really, it, man. It's so somber. Like,
they make it really hard for you to explore. Are amazing. Though.
I'm sorry?
They make it very hard for you to explore.
No, they make it very easy. Your ship is so capable, man.
Sure, your ship can get you to the other side, but like I want to land.
A minute
go,
and a half, I'm there.
I want to go and like.
Walking is a bit slow.
That's can you get a faster run if that's possible?
You get longer runs. Maybe runs faster.
And probably better jetpack for sure.
Yeah, I've got a better jetpack so far.
So I just like run until my run's about to run out, and then I jetpack, and then I bring myself down, and then I run, and it's like that's the way I go fast, but it's like it's annoying to do.
There was a point today where I landed next to this one thing. It was just like, oh, there's a question mark. I landed on the top of a weird palm tree. I was like, what the hell? And I like looked down, I'm like 50 feet up. And I'm like, I can't get back up. So I dissolved the tree. I like harvested the tree, and it just stayed.
Yeah,
it just flat in the air. I'm like, what the fuck?
Have you it's taken like Minecraft.
There's like these
and
towers.
I couldn't get to it.
You have to get minerals.
So I had to upgrade my jetpack and then, hold the button real quick and then, get into it.
You got lucky.
It was fucking stupid.
That's like glitched. Like you could like.
Yeah, I could have been lost forever.
Holy shit!
Wow. Yeah, if like there's pillars that come out of the ground. They're like minerals that you can mine, and sometimes it takes quite a while.
Actually, no, I probably could have died.
Yes, you probably could have died.
Had the fucking sentinels kill me.
Maybe.
But anyway, you mine like if you mine the base out, the whole thing will just float.
Yeah.
It's really strange.
It's like Minecraft.
Mining is really cool though. Like, even in space, if there's a giant asteroid and you're shooting at it. It like breaks chunks of it away, and you can literally like fly through an asteroid.
Yeah, like a hole you've created.
It's pretty cool.
Do you guys want to jump to the high five right now?
No one has anything.
I know no one has anything, but we can still chat.
I
have one.
What was the question or the topic?
So, I can't remember what inspired this, but the topic was things that you came around on. Or things that you admit that you were, like, wrong about.
I think No Man's Sky is a prime example of that. I chirped it all week long. Like, I was chirping like Chad does, and I don't normally do that. I was like, just saying, like, easy way out of everything. Like, I'm like, this game sucks. Like, what is wrong with you guys? And I tried for myself, and I'm like, you know what? am wrong. Don't listen to what everyone else says. Like, it's interesting anyway, so far.
Yeah, I wish I could remember like the motivation behind it. It was like a feeling of, I can't believe I waited this long to play that game, or something like that. But TJ, what's yours?
Saying I was going to play Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad one.
And yet, at the same time, I'm still not willing to admit that I won't play them. So it's a mistake I will continue to make.
Can I say something else about No Man's Sky?
Yeah, real quick.
Sure.
The sci-fi writing in it, when you stop at each little station, like the stations that are in distress, have you seen those yet?
Yeah. I think I have, like, a distress beacon, and you just go there and...
Yeah, it's like, you have to, like, it gives you choices on what to do. Like, what should you do? And they give you, like, a little code or a password, something you have to solve.
Yeah,
I haven't done that yet.
Those, like, the writing in those, and, like, the obelisk and stuff, when you see those and they, like, speak to you, like, the ball speaks to me, and it goes into my mind. Like, it's the coolest fucking, like, sci-fi. I read it all, and it's awesome.
Words continue stuff, to read, like, dude.
Yeah.
I've been reading
those. It's so good.
Where, like, the Atlas ones are pretty impressive. I've only done, like, three.
I talked to
some dude. Deep, like,
cool.
Don't tell me anymore. Just seeing three, I feel like it's deep.
It is very interesting writing. Like, I talked to... One of the first aliens I saw, it gave me options of... accuse him of lying or something. And you could, like... Or, like, pressure him and he'll give you something. Or, like, ask for a word.
Nice.
It was just a bunch of different things. And, like... When I did, it gave, like, a description of, like, the way that he acted when I approached him.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it is really different writing.
Yeah, it's like old school kind of video games in that regard. Like, nothing, it doesn't react or, like, wow.
No, it's just like, oh, I could see, like, the beast snarled as I approached him.
Yeah, it's really fucking cool. It's like a book.
It is.
There's literally some, like, he injects me with a serum. What do I do? And he's just, like, sitting there, his mouth's going.
Yeah.
I don't know. The game is a lot better than I expected it to be.
Yeah,
so.
It should not be getting the reviews it's getting. Like, I don't. I'm glad it.
What scores is it getting?
Some people love it. Some people fucking hate it.
They just say that's repetitive, and, like, I can see that it might get repetitive. But if there's, like, if your gear is constantly getting better and your ships are constantly getting better and you're finding rarer and rarer minerals and stuff as you're going on.
I was gonna tease it.
I know.
I was gonna tease
rarer it. Rarer maybe, rarer maybe.
Rarer and merrier.
Rarer and Mary.
Rarer.
Rory and Mary.
No. Go ahead.
It's a great game.
Yeah, then it'll be okay. But if it plateaus and it's just, like, literally the same thing.
Yeah, I'm just gonna keep jumping
over and over and over again. Like, I'll lose interest for sure.
I'm a little worried that, like, 30 hours I'm gonna hit. I'm at, like, 16.
What can they do? Like, because they seem to be updating this game.
I think ships are new for me still. Like, they're kind of expensive. And I heard that, like...
How many ships have you bought?
With better ships? Oh, just one.
Just the one?
I spent, like 500,000. That's it?
Yeah.
And it's, like, it was just a little bit better.
How many Ds you got?
Yeah, I was going to ask you. You said you were, like, low.
Money?
Yeah.
Oh, like, 3.3 million.
3.3?
All last night. I spent it all, and last night I did, like a farming thing.
Do you get, like, different minerals or whatever, like, the deeper you go or something like that? Actually, don't answer that.
Okay.
I don't... Immediately, the first planet I was on, there was, like, this giant golden sphere that I didn't know what it was, but I was asking Tim, and he's like, yeah, it's pretty rare. You should probably mine that. So yeah. I did the whole thing. It took me, like, 12 minutes to do. And I was, like, taking up a bunch of inventory slots in my ship, so I was like, I don't fucking know what this is.
Yeah.
And I finally got to an outpost and sold it, and it was like 340,000 for all of it.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay.
Yeah. You fly around the planet, you keep flying around the planet because there's gonna be more deposits of those everywhere.
Yeah. It's cool. And then, like, the whole time that you're mining shit, you have to, like, keep maintaining your gear, like, and yourself. Like, your suit is always diminishing. Always, like, your life support's going down.
So you need plutonium to, like,
yeah. So you have to find the right
minerals are on the harshest planets with the least amount of life, like not like fauna, like actual, like, or deers and shit.
Yeah, so you can't run far. It's like you gotta land your ship directly near this thing, get out real quick, mine it, get back in. Like,
yeah, I had to do that on an ice planet. It was, like, freezing me pretty quickly. What was your starting planet like? Mine was a fucking prime.
Yeah, but it was
grassy.
There was a lot of, like, trees and stuff. Like, actual, like, plants or whatever and a couple animals.
I just found that every time I was mining anything, those fucking sentinels were after me. Like, immediately. I'm like, why the fuck?
If you kill those things quickly, then the other ones don't come.
I don't think I killed them quickly enough because my gun was shit.
There's like an alert status that...
They'll go around you. They'll be
reinforcements came, and I was like, "All right, enough of this."
Did you see anything like on land?
The big ones? No, not yet. Tim said there was like AT-ATs.
Yeah, there's an AT-AT on like the back of it, of the box.
Or is it AT-ST?
ST.
Yeah.
ST. He had a picture of the AT-ST that like Tim shared one. He said a thing that No Man's Sky is patching all the bugs that they're having, and there's like this giant AT-ST.
Fuck? Did you guys see the Rogue One trailer?
I did. No. It looks so good. Yeah. It does look really
good. I think it looks awesome.
You know what it looks like? Is Clone Wars. It looks like a Clone Wars trailer.
Really?
All the new characters that you're seeing, and like they're all so different.
It's like Clone Wars. Yeah, it's weird. They're like Clone Wars. They're like cartoon characters almost. There's that samurai dude, which is weird. I'm not sure about that.
All
thing
that
yet.
Will happen is as the Force wills it.
I'm talking about the Force. So whatever he says. Like a
fleet of guys.
There's no way that movie can be good, though.
I don't know.
Like, you can't rely on the source material alone. That fucking Godzilla could have been good.
That rocket movie
was fucking
that
horrible.
Rocket to the head is amazing.
That is cool. You see, like, how long it is?
Yeah. It's like, so far away.
Yeah.
The reason I thought of that was those aren't AT-ATs. They're AT-ACTs or something like that. Like,
what are you talking about with those?
They carry cargo as well as infantry. Exactly. Like, they're bigger. They're bigger.
That's cool.
Really?
Yeah, they're a little bit bigger. They're different.
ATACTs?
a cargo transport. All-terrain attack cargo transport.
Wow.
Yeah. That's pretty...
I never knew there were different sizes of those. I thought they were just ATATs and ATSTs.
All-terrain scout transport.
Joe, the ATSTs why the fuck are you not playing No Man's Sky?
He would love it. It's expensive. Kyle would fucking love it.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah.
He would.
I think it's right up your alley too, man.
I'm sure, yeah. Like when I see it on sale, I'll probably get it. But it's just too much money right now.
No,
it's $90.
You're not gonna play later. You won't like it as much later.
Yeah, I will.
It's $90.
You will not.
You got the best deal of ever.
It's $90.
I can't believe somebody fucking did that trade.
Yeah, I met him at Toys R Us.
What happened?
He traded fucking Mirror's Edge. Straight up, for No Man's Sky, the day after it came out.
The day after I put it up, I was just like, oh, I'd sell it for $60. I put it up for $60. So this guy just paid $90 the day before. And he's like, oh, I'll trade. I was like, I'm looking for $60 to sell it or to trade for No Man's Sky. And the guy's like, I got No Man's Sky. I didn't really like it.
Nice.
And, yeah.
And today I'm like, I've been trashing this game literally all week. Everything I read and everything I see, like all the podcasts, people are like, it has some cool shit about it, but like in the end, it's just too repetitive, and there's no point. And that's what everybody's been saying. But then you guys have been talking it up all week, and then Tim, on top of that, like fucking, I'm buying it.
Nice.
So I bought it today.
Glad you did.
$90.
So far, are you glad you did?
So far, yeah. I 2.5 hours and I loved it.
You have the draw, right? Like you want to go back and play.
I do want to go back and play.
Yeah, it's fucking sweet. I'm a little bit worried about you getting past 15 hours.
We'll see.
But you know what?
Dude, I'm like...
That's okay.
Out of all of your friends, I'm like the most like obsessive with games.
You are, but you also need like something drawing you in constantly.
The drip feed.
Like as soon as you don't have fun...
I do too.
You quit it.
With what? Like what have I done that with?
I don't know, man. Just shit. Like...
Well, you know what? Battlefield, as soon as I stop getting upgrades.
I don't want to hear it gets bad.
You'll have like a bad night and just like, oh, fuck it.
There are times that happens, yeah. That straight up happened with Division. Bad day, never played it again.
Yeah.
Chad, let me ask you this.
What?
Do you have any top, what did I call them?
Yeah, those.
Times you were wrong. But it's not necessarily a time you're wrong. It's like a late to the party or like a...
I didn't do it.
Or a...
Forgot.
Yeah. The Dan, what did you say yours was? No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky, easily. Like,
you don't have any more.
I'm late to the party. If I put some thought into it.
You know what? Originally,
how about 7 out of 10 on Sparkle? Or was it 10 out of 10?
Fucking right, 10 out of 10. No, I'm staying by that to the day.
No regrets? Okay.
Game sucks.
It's going to my
I resisted Plants vs. Zombies, the original. I resisted it. Never played it, and then like Shelby started playing it and
oh yeah.
And as soon as I saw the grid,
and you also like, fucking hated Bad Company too until we're like, asshole, we're buying it for you.
No, I never hated it. I just wasn't gonna buy it.
Oh yeah,
asshole.
And you guys
play this fucking
game. No, you were like, here's your birthday present. It's a game you don't want. Play it. Then I played it and I loved it.
Cause we knew you.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no way no one could like this game. It's the best game ever made. And you need to play
it. Best part of Battlefield 1 is it's that game.
Exactly. I was so late to Skyrim. So close to not buying Skyrim. That's
true.
I was also late with Mass Effect. Yeah, I didn't play until Skyrim. 2 was out and done. Guess.
Did I sell you on it? Who sold you on it?
On Mass Effect?
Yeah.
Or Skyrim?
Probably both.
Mass Effect. I didn't buy Mass Effect 2. No, sorry. I had tried Mass Effect 1 and quit.
Did I let you borrow? I think I let you borrow.
You might have let me borrow Mass Effect 1 and I tried it and quit.
I let you borrow Mass Effect 2. I remember lending out my...
No.
Yeah. I lent out my...
I bought Mass Effect 2. I bought Mass Effect 2.
Where is it now?
It's gone now.
Yeah, because I lent it to you. You didn't buy it.
No, I did because the guy at EB Games was like someone that I knew and I liked working with him. And he's like, man, you have to try this. And it was like $26 by the time
I bought Mass Effect. Dude, I've got a story just as convincing I can tell you, but it's from my point of view.
Of you giving me the game?
Yeah.
Jeez. No, you might have given me the first one. Is it possible you gave me the first one, not the second? No.
Because I didn't want to give it to you. Because I had like the collector's edition. It was fucking like the metal case.
You know what? It might have been after I finished 2. I wanted to replay 1.
No.
And you might have let me borrow 1 again. Either way, I was late. I was late to it. I bought the Game of the Year edition Mass Effect 2.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Played Mass Effect 2 late. And then went back, played 1, 2, and then 3 again, obviously. Yeah.
I can't think of anything else that I'm late to. PlayStation in itself, maybe?
No, it was bad.
It was bad. PS3 was bad.
It was bad till PS4.
I never played PS3.
It was bad.
That's I was aware that it was shit. Like, right. I was just like, it's
we played the best games when they came out in the HD re-release of Last of Us.
I can't think of
Last of Us.
Anything else that I was late to the party on?
Oh, there's got to be so much. You just can't think.
I'll give you another example. Headsets. I resisted for so long.
They're incredible.
I finally got one, and it's changed my life.
Fucking right.
You have a gaming headset now that you play with?
No, I just have like a stereo, good like wireless one.
Now you gotta go monitor. But I play No Man's Sky on the TV.
Yeah, you don't need to be accurate with anything. Like, just enjoy it. Might as well get the best.
Like, the shooting mechanics are garbage.
Horrible.
So bad.
But like, so I don't really get
it. Do you ever get a better gun? Like, the first gun I had looked like a plasma pistol.
You get a bit better.
Like a brute plasma pistol. It's bad. Do you get like rifles?
I don't know.
I've seen like awesome
longer guns. They're not like Destiny. They're kind of uninspired.
I've seen a really cool one that was like two-handed size. It was huge.
Really? It's still like thick chunks though. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every gun I've seen, like I go to the outposts or whatever they are. I'll go in the building and there'll be one for sale on the left on the wall. Every time.
What?
Oh God. I look for that every time I go to a planet.
Are you talking about the Atlas stations?
No, like, I'll just go to a little outpost station. There'll be one dude standing there with some plants.
And there's a gun?
There's always a thing to sell on, and then right to the left on the wall, there's a gun you can buy. And it's always, like, a shitty pistol.
I've seen 2 of those.
Every planet I've been on, I've seen them.
You've seen 0?
Only in the Atlas stations.
No, or it's like, dude, it's like a little building.
Colonial outposts.
Yeah, it's a little building, and there's like a helipad on it. I land my ship, I go inside, it's the same thing every time. A dude standing at the end of the hallway with a little desk.
Yeah, there's never a gun there.
And there's a gun on the left wall.
Dude, I've had 2 guns, TJ's had none.
Really? 0. And I've visited 30 of them.
Every planet I've been on.
Dude, I...
Planet?
I go to
the system.
Planet.
Do you go to multiple spots on a planet, or do you...
Sometimes.
I go down, and like then I...
40 minutes on
I'll planet. Go to a question mark, and it's generally one of those towers that you scan with, and then it does a scan, and it'll show you an outpost, and I'll go to that outpost, and every time I go in, there's a dude who'll teach me a word.
Huh.
There's a spot to buy
Hey, what alien race do you have? What are you learning the words for, like, the Gek?
Learn them all.
No.
Well, who do you have?
Corvax.
You have Corvax?
I have them all. I have a lot of them at all.
I don't know what mine is.
There's Gek, there's Corvax, and there's, what's that one, Viking or something?
I've only
that
seen one. Gex.
Viking.
What the fuck?
TJ, when you get back, we're closing this episode off.
That's dude, I there's got to be a lot of things I missed out on.
Yeah, late to the parties. I don't know if... I was pretty late to achievements. Like, I didn't embrace those right away.
Oh, that... Pioneer.
Yeah, the early adopter.
Day one.
Let's see.
I hope. Well, you know what? We can just end it early, and if anyone...
I hope to be late to the party for Xbox One.
You know what? Why don't we put a pin in this one? And next High Five, we'll circle back to...
Yeah, because we can definitely do a good one.
...to this particular topic, and maybe more. Maybe yeah. Maybe High Five is an ongoing thing. Yeah,
let's not spoil it right now.
Sequels to good games, or whatever, you know? Like, it's just... Oh, this was one of our things
I like this one. And we should definitely flesh it out, for sure.
Yeah.
Not half-ass it. Sorry I didn't write a list.
Game of Thrones.
I didn't think we were recording this week, though.
You relate to Game of Thrones?
You tried to show me season one.
Whoa, save this for the next week's list.
All right.
Or sorry, next month's.
This has been another episode of the All Range Mode podcast.
Also, we're doing once a month episodes. I want to do that.
Thanks for listening this time.
I'm only going to be here once a month, so. All right. See you in 4 weeks.
We'll talk to you later then.
All right. Well, it's been swell, Kate. Okay.
All right, thanks.
See ya.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.
Did you?
All right, okay, bye.
All right.